From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. Let's start from national news. Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Puan Maharani sought the government action to strengthen measures to edify the public and disseminate information on COVID-19 vaccine, deemed important to convince people for inoculation as a preventive step. However, Maharani also underscored the significance of vaccine distribution to be conducted in accordance with the procedure, scientific considerations, and positive result of clinical trials. Maharani further expounded that disseminating information and raising awareness can be conducted by involving public and religious figures, academics, the private sector, as well as civil members of the public. Furthermore, Maharani encouraged people to stay disciplined in abiding by the mandated health protocols of wearing masks, avoiding crowds, and washing hands under running water. Indonesia and the United States have agreed to increase cooperation in the defense sectors in order to ward off the threat of explosives, biological, chemical, radiological, and nuclear, or CBRNE, and cyber weapons. The agreement was made after 10E Commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto received a working visit from U.S. Acting Defense Minister Christopher Miller at the 10E headquarters in Jakarta recently. The increasing of cooperation will later be carried out through joint education and training between the two countries. On this occasion, the 10E commander also said that CBRNE and cyber defense training and capabilities are areas of concern for the two countries, as well as the needs of the 10E regarding sophisticated main equipment of the weapon system. This was the written statement as quoted from the 10E website 10e.mil.id on Tuesday. The South Korean ambassador to Indonesia presented the Kwanghwa Medal Award to Thomas Lembong, former Minister of Trade and former head of Investment Coordinating Board BKPM, at the South Korean Embassy Hall on Tuesday. The Kwanghwa Medal Award is the highest diplomatic medal given by the government of South Korea to foreign nationals who have contributed to improving bilateral relations with South Korea. Ambassador Park Tae-sung appreciated Thomas Lembong, who helped the successful visit of the two heads of state when visiting South Korea and Indonesia, and the support given to South Korean companies such as CJ, POSCO, Lotte Chemical, and Hyundai Motor Asia Pacific in expanding their business to Indonesia. Meanwhile, Thomas Lembong said that the Kwanghwa Medal Award would be a motivation to continue to dedicate energy, attention, and time to helping partner countries and establishing relations with Indonesia, and vice versa, developing Indonesia's network to partner countries. Let's move on to the international news. South Korean Unification Minister Lee In-young said in an interview with the national CBS radio broadcaster on Tuesday that relations between North Korea and the United States might start improving after inauguration of projected President-elect Joe Biden and the 8th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea in January. According to Lee, since the U.S. presidential election is over, the situation of North Korea-U.S. relations may have moved towards a thawing after North Korea's eight-party Congress in January and the ceremony of the inauguration of Joe Biden as new U.S. president. The intelligence service also informed the lawmakers about the North Korean government alleged anxieties as the somewhat friendly relation between possibly outgoing President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are now useless. Pyongyang reportedly fears that Washington may return to the policy of the so-called strategic patience during the Barack Obama's administration. At the same time, North Koreans expect a summit between Kim Jong-un and Joe Biden, as the latter mentioned a possible meeting with the North Korean leader during his presidential campaign. The cooperation in defense and military sector between Russia and Algeria is being advanced, Russian ambassador to Algeria Igor Belyaev said in an interview with Sputnik, declining to comment on the delivery of Russia MiG-29 jet fighters to the North African country. Media reported in late October that Algerian Air Force had obtained the first shipment of MiG-29 fighter aircraft from Moscow. According to the MENA Defense web portal, they were being prepared for the first flights at Algeria's Oran Air Base. Belyaev also said when commenting on the reports that sales of weapons in any countries are linked to the defense affairs and therefore there is a rule according to which it should not be discussed whether the matter is confirmed or not. A number of major Arab actors have fallen down due to the consequences of the Arab Spring unrest that the region had gripped by starting from 2011. The ambassador added, noting that it was caused by weaknesses of these countries in the defense field. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock told Sky News that the government will start lifting COVID-19 restrictions in spring 2021 after enough vulnerable people are vaccinated. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed on Tuesday that the United Kingdom was starting vaccination against coronavirus, expressing gratitude to the National Health Service NHS, volunteers and all of those following safety rules. Last week, the UK became the first country in the world to grant emergency use approval to a candidate vaccine produced by US pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and German firm BioNTech. Japan may ease the tax burden for companies that invest in equipment designed to decrease greenhouse gas emission, the NHK broadcaster reported on Tuesday. In October, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that the country would go carbon neutral by 2050. According to the broadcaster, the Japanese government is planning to allow companies to receive tax deduction amounting to 10% of their investment in green technology. NHK added that Japan's companies might be granted the opportunity to designate up to 50% of green investment made during the first year as depreciation costs that are not taxable. The maximum tax deduction that a Japanese company may get under the considered project is 50 billion yen, or $480 million. Earlier in the day, the Japanese Environment Ministry said that the greenhouse emissions in the 2019 fiscal year had decreased by 2.7% compared to the 2018 fiscal year and reached a record low level of 1,213 billion tons. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Oh!
The handling of the global COVID-19 epidemic has entered a new phase, namely vaccination. Vaccine-producing countries have started selling the vaccine products they produce after the trial and publication stages. China, Russia, and the United States are trying to convince countries that need vaccines of the advantages of their respective production. Russia, which claims to have created the COVID-19 antivirus vaccine in the first place, has recently appeared less aggressive in promoting and even selling the research result of the country's expert. The United States and China are trying to get ahead of each other. The presidential election in the United States and the political condition in Uncle Sam's country prompted President-elect Joe Biden to take advantage of the discovery of vaccine by his country pharmaceutical manufacturers for domestic affairs. China, the country that was first exposed to COVID-19 and was able to overcome it first, has quietly produced vaccine and has even been exported to countries in need. Each of pharmaceutical companies producing the COVID-19 vaccine competed to win the attention of the government that needed it. Apart from stating the level of efficiency, each vaccine also has a difference in its dosage price. The government of the country that needs to take these two factors into account. The vaccine, made by the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac, has penetrated foreign markets. Indonesia is one of the countries that imports the Chinese-made vaccine. A total of 1.2 million Sinovac vaccine arrived in Indonesia on Sunday evening, December 6, 2020. As stated by the government, the arrival of the vaccine from Bamboo Curtain country is the first stage. After being successfully used, Indonesia will certainly bring in more Sinovac vaccine. The use of vaccine to fight the COVID-19 virus was also carried out by other countries, such as Canada and the UK. Even though it has started to enter the vaccination stage in 2021, efforts to reduce the spread of the virus among the people in every country must be continued. The health protocol must still be implemented because the spread of the COVID-19 virus may still occur in line with vaccine administration. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusmawati.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from a history on December 9, 1947, with Rawa Gede Massacre. The Rawa Gede Massacre was the massacre of the residents of Kampung Rawa Gede, located between Karawang and Bekasi, which occurred on December 9, 1947. This massacre was carried out by the Dutch army when launching the first military aggression. 431 residents were victims of this massacre. On 14 September 2011, the High Court stated the Dutch government responsible and paid compensation for the victims and their families. Next turn to a history on December 9, 2005, World Anti-Corruption Day is commemorated for the first time. Anti-Corruption Day commemoration is aimed to raise awareness of corruption and its negative impact on society. International Anti-Corruption Day was established through the United Nations General Assembly, which adopted the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, UNCAC, on October 31, 2003 in Mexico. Anti-Corruption Day commemoration was only implemented on December 9, 2005. We end with a history on December 9, 2016, an accident of Madagali bomb explosion. On December 9, 2016, in Madagali, Nigeria, there was a suicide bomb attack by two women. The bomb injured at least 177 people and killed 57. Of the number of people injured, 120 of them were children. The authorities have blamed the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram for the perpetrators. That was today in history.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Financial Services Authority OJK targets the number of students owning bank accounts to keep increasing up to 70% in 2021. OJK's Commissioner of Consumer Protection and Education on Monday said, currently the total students' bank account is 36.27 million or 49% of the total students in Indonesia. Therefore, the OJK will keep encouraging so that in 2021, the number will increase up to 70% of the total students in Indonesia having bank accounts. Tirta Segara said, encouraging students to have a bank account is part of the financial inclusion program. This aims to introduce money saving to Indonesian children. Tirta also said, the student's savings account increases a program of the Regional Financial Access Acceleration Team under OJK. There are two programs, namely Kejar, or short for One Student's One Account, and Simple, Student's Saving. In details, from the total 36.27 million students' account, the saving balance reaches 26.13 trillion rupiah. The saving consists of 25.7 million simple accounts worth 5.43 trillion rupiah and Kejar with 10.57 million accounts worth 20.7 trillion rupiah. According to Tirta, the efforts to increase student savings accounts is done jointly with stakeholders such as the banking, regional government, and the Ministry of Education and Culture. One of them is the issuance of circular on the One Student's One Account done by 113 regional governments. There are also a memorandum of understanding and joint commitment with various sides. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan datang dan mengguncang hati. tiada akan terhapus cintaku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to introduce you to Omah Kayu. Words of Omah Kayu are from Javanese language, which sounds really unique. Omah means house, and kayu means wood. So, Omah Kayu means wooden house. This area was built in 2014. It has been almost 4 years that this place has become an alternative for Malang residents to spend their weekends and holidays. Omah Kayu is located at an altitude of 1,342 meters above sea level, or equivalent to a mountain range such as Mount Andong in Magelang. The road to the tree house is also quite tiring, because the track also goes up and down as in climbing. However, the path is still quite easy rather than the climbing track. Rice fields, valleys, mountains, and many small buildings will be the size of your trip to some of the tree houses at Omah Kayu. Besides being appropriate with self-relocation, Omah Kayu is also lodging. There are several rooms made of wood. The uniqueness of Omah Kayu or tree house is that it is designed fully with wooden raw materials, in which there are 6 units. Each unit has an area of 3 × 2 × 2 meters. Omah Kayu is made by using good quality and strong wood, namely eucalyptus wood, as a building frame, including the fences and balconies. For the walls, pine wood planks are used and arranged tightly so that the occupants feel warm while staying at night here. For the roof, it uses materials from fibers. As an accommodation, this place is also provided with 1 bed, 2 pillows, a blanket, and cutlery. However, the bathroom is not in the room, but in another place that is separated from the building. For the 6 units of Malang tree houses, there are 2 outside bathrooms equipped with warm water. One of the advantages of choosing to stay at Omah Kayu or tree house is that you can clearly see the beauty of Batu City, either at night or daytime. because the location of this tree house is in the west of Batu City, which is located on the top of the hills or mountains that surround Batu City. At night, if the weather is clear without fog, you can see beautiful flickering lights throughout the very beautiful Batu City. In the morning, you can see the beautiful sunrise and the natural atmosphere of the mountains and nature. Uniquely, Omah Kayu will give every guest who stays here 2-3 seats that must be planted in the lodging area. This is done to preserve nature in the surrounding area. Besides being able to take pictures with unique backgrounds and stay at the wooden house, you can also enjoy lunch or dinner with varied food menus here. So you do not have to worry if your stomach suddenly feels empty. Even though you are on vacation, you still have to always implement health protocols by wearing masks, washing your hands, and keeping your distance. Have a good vacation!
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩， 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is buying train ticket or membeli tiket kereta. Listen to this conversation about buying train ticket or membeli tiket kereta. Kevin will take the commuter train with Rama, but he missed his electronic money card. Kevin buys another KRL ticket.
Permisi, Pak. Saya mau beli tiket.
Mau ke stasiun mana, Pak?
Ke stasiun Manggarai, Pak.
Sekali jalan atau pulang pergi?
Sekali jalan. Berapa harganya, Pak?
Rp15.000. Bayar dengan uang tunai ya, Pak?
Baik, ini uangnya. Terima kasih, Pak.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Beli, which means to buy. Tiket, which means ticket. Stasiun, which means station. Tunai, which means cash. Uang, which means money. Harga, which means price. Sekali jalan, which means one trip or one way. Pulang pergi, which means round trip. If you want to buy a commuter ticket, you can use the expression saya mau beli tiket, which means I want to buy a ticket. Usually the officer will ask you by saying mau ke stasiun mana, Pak, which means what station are you going to or what station will you go to. After that, the officer will ask you sekali jalan atau pulang pergi, which means for one way or round trip. In the dialogue, Kevin wants to buy one way ticket. He says sekali jalan, which means one way. Then Kevin asks about the ticket price. Berapa harganya, Pak? Which means how much. After the ticket officer mentions the ticket price, he or she will say, "Bayar dengan uang tunai ya, Pak," which means, "Please pay in cash." If you want to buy tickets at the counter, payment is usually done in cash. But if you want to make non-cash transactions, you can use electronic money. You can find automatic ticket purchasing machine at the rail station. The machine is completed with a responsive sensor and cannot receive bad money. You can use the machine as an alternative way when the ticket counter is full of queues. If you have problems in operating this machine, you can ask the station staff who always stand by around this machine for assistance. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, Pak. Saya mau beli tiket.
Mau ke stasiun mana, Pak?
Ke stasiun Manggarai, Pak.
Sekali jalan atau pulang pergi?
Sekali jalan. Berapa harganya, Pak?
Rp15.000. Bayar dengan uang tunai ya, Pak?
Baik, ini uangnya. Terima kasih, Pak.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Untukku, karena kau tak bisa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is a song from Bali entitled Jangi Janger. The song Jangi Janger is also known titled Mejangeran. The composer is unknown, however, the song Janger Janger is usually used to release boredom by dancing, so that we beg to refresh. This song have been sung in some versions in long lyrics or short lyrics repeatedly. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Janger Janger sung by Puspa Dewi. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yen makita bubo kalambalia, yen makita rujak kalambalia. Nanging yening adinage melali ke bulan ampuh raya belitu senyidah. Yen makita baju kalanggahan, yen makita HP kalulahan. Nanging yening hadinage melali ke Jepang ampuh raya beli tondeh ngidah.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.